podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to Barca Talk. I am your host, Remy Dixon, and am excited to talk to you all about FC Barcelona today. We are going to be talking about the game we just had against Napoli. Perhaps I'll touch on Mallorca, but just focusing on the positives, it's such a good day to be a Barca fan. But before I jump into that, I just got to say, this is one of those days that being a member of our Patreon group is just amazing. We get to sit and talk and revel in the greatness that is our club, the greatness that are our players, the greatness that is our legacy. We get to just analyze the game from all different aspects with different points of view, but just having everybody there sharing in your joy and happiness, it's unbeatable, to be honest. I mean, highly suggest, if you've thought about it, join us in our virtual Peña. Join a community of like-minded, insightful, excited Barca fans where you can share joy in times of joy, share pain in times of pain, but you're never alone. So for $5 a month, consider joining our Patreon. We look forward to having you. Jumping right in. As I am speaking to you, the game against Napoli has just ended. I am still just, I can't even describe it, I guess, a little Barca drunk right now. A feeling that's been rare this season, you know? We won the title last year. We won the Supercopa last year. We had some great games last year that really made us all as Barca fans feel like the good times are going to keep rolling. They haven't been quite like that this season, and this is one of those situations where we can just sit back and say, damn, there is a team there, right? So I'm gonna start there, right? Our team. The lineup was a strong one, strong as we could put out. It was offensive, which was fantastic. You know, we didn't sit two forwards and one midfielder up at the top. You know, it wasn't a 4-5-2, as we've seen recently. And, you know, it can be argued that perhaps Pedri's missing this game is the reason why we went that way. But we won't talk about that right now. Right now, we'll focus on who was out on the pitch. We saw Mats in the back. We saw Koundé, Araujo, Cubarsí, and João Cancelo. Fermín López, Andrés Christensen, Ilkay Gundogan. And then up top, we saw Rafinha on the left, Lewandowski, and Lamine Yamal rounding it all out. A very offensive stance, but at the same time, pretty balanced with Christensen in there and the defense that we have set up, right? It's a pretty balanced team, and I think you got to see that balance. I would say not surprising, but amazing to see Cubarsí get the start in this game of such importance. I will touch on him later, but overall, as great of a lineup as we could have put out, I think given that we were tied coming into this game, you wouldn't have blamed Xavi for doing what he tends to do, which is go defensive. I mean, I'm not saying you wouldn't have blamed him, because I definitely would have, but I'm saying it could easily have been him reverting to form, but he didn't this time, and it really showed out in the very first parts of the game, just how we came out, we attacked, we were ruthless. In the first 10 minutes, we were going at them very strongly. I almost wonder if they didn't expect that. If Napoli didn't think that we would attack in the way that we did, I would assume they didn't, because realistically, they were shell-shocked. They looked shell-shocked. And that goal that we scored in the first half, in the 15th minute, was very key to that shell shock. I mean, then we followed up in the 17th, 2 minutes after. So clearly they were just not prepared for what we were going to bring. I'm not even sure if I was fully prepared for how attacking-minded we were going to be to start off the game. Even that ball over the top from Cubarsí to Flamin Lopez in the 8th minute where he almost chips the keeper. Like, not Barca-esque in a lot of different ways. It's something that we've all been calling for, but how direct was that? How phenomenal of a ball was that? How just different of a way to attack was that? Amazing. The goal to finish out the move would have been great, but he was under pressure. It was just great to see him getting into that position, us playing that ball, and, you know, almost getting something out of it. And that wasn't the only time we did that, which, again, amazing. And then the goal came a couple minutes later. More vintage Barcelona than anything else. Not as much the direct way that we almost scored, but a couple different passes. Cancelo with a great ball to Rafinha. Rafinha puts it back in, and Lewandowski with the wherewithal to step over, let it go to Fermín López, who is in the right position at the right time, and just slots it into the corner. Beautifully taken, very composed finish. Just a beautiful play all around. There were a lot of different passes in there, and Rafinha staying onside, but then delivering the best ball. I mean, it's interesting to see him playing on this left side. I felt like he had some really great balls in that you don't see on the other side. So, again, who knows? This might be the best attacking formation setup that we have with him on the left, Yamal on the right. Who knows? But regardless, that was a great first goal, a great pass, a great finish. Absolutely phenomenal play to start off this game. Then 2 minutes later, a counterattack off of a corner. Lamine Yamal flicks it over the defender, gets it, and takes one of his darting runs. Wasn't the first in the game, but he really moved that ball there. And such a beautiful run. Finds a pass to Rafinha, who cuts it back beautifully, takes the shot, curls it, and unlucky for him that it didn't just nestle into the bottom corner there, but luckily for us, the curl hits the inside of the post, pulls it back over to who? João Cancelo, standing right there, taps it in, everybody's onside, and another beautiful goal. I mean, the run from Yamal was fantastic. The ball that he put in, fantastic. And unlucky for Rafinha, but again, a beautiful goal, well worked, fully deserved from Barcelona, 2 in 2 minutes, and Napoli shocked. I think at that moment, we're all looking at him going, damn, like, this game is, I didn't want to say over, I never thought it was over, but I do feel like there was a lot of confidence at that point. We were looking unstoppable. It wasn't too long after that that Napoli pulled a goal back. And to be honest, man, like, I thought Cubarsí may have lost his man. I thought Gundogan could have done better on the runner. But overall, you can't keep a team like Napoli down. They're going to get a goal in at some point. It's all about how you then manage it. I didn't think it was overly sloppy play from us. We didn't let Osimhen bully us in any way. And they deserve that goal. They were going to get one. Can't be mad that it was that one. The first half continues. We're playing well. Halftime comes up. I think the interesting thing about this game was there were a few moments where Napoli looked very dangerous. None more than the beginning 10-15 of the second half. But we weathered the storm. There were lulls in the game. There were times where it looked like we needed to make changes. But we were always pushing for that second goal. Xavi eventually makes the changes. He brings on Oriol Romeu and Sergio Roberto for Christensen and Fermín López, who on Fermín had an excellent game. We'll get to that in a second. We keep pushing. We have opportunities. But the game is at 2-1, 3-2 on aggregate. And we know that Napoli is a good team. So it was pretty nervy. I don't know about you all, but I was feeling a bit nervous coming towards the end of the game. We get the throw in. Ball goes to none other than Sergio Roberto, who cuts it in, plays a beautiful pass, 1-2, with Ilkay Gundogan. Roberto pulls off, Gundogan finds a beautiful pass, and Lewandowski had run around the defender, pulled back off, and now is in open net. Roberto slips on the ball. Beautiful goal. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that goal. So beautiful. Special commendations here to Sergio Roberto, finding ways to really give us an important goal in such crucial games. I mean, you know, I've been a detractor of his for a very long time, not because I don't think he is a legend at this club and has that in him, but there were people that are better, and we've seen that. We know that. But he is clutch. He is a clutch player, and that run, just absolutely beautiful. I mean, I wasn't sure about those two coming in as subs. Oriol Romeu did not bathe himself in glory in his cameo, but Sergio Roberto did. What a goal. Game ends. We are 2 goals to the good on them, and we're going to the quarterfinals. Like, something we budgeted for, something that's amazing for us financially, mentally, all the things, right? Absolutely amazing game. And it's interesting because this is a team that we've seen this season play so many different types of football, so many different levels of not good football. Regardless, however, there's always been a team here. I think that's always been my frustration. Regardless of what I've said negative about this team, I've always said, we have the players. We have a team. We have balance. We have players that can come off the bench. We have big-name players that start on our team. For us to not be getting this level of performance is crazy. Regardless, again, focusing on the positives, this team performed today. They were dynamic. They were hungry. They attacked when they needed to attack. They defended very well. They played a different style of football than they are, I would say, used to, while also still keeping the Barca DNA very well intact. The result of this game is what happens when you vary your attack, when you show that there are different points of danger than just one or two players. We've been a one point of danger team for the last couple of games, especially against Mallorca. Lamine Yamal really is putting the team on his back, but in this game, it wasn't just on him. He was able to be dangerous, yet not the only point of danger. Napoli had to be aware. Rafinha was being dangerous. Gundogan, Fermin Lopez in the first half. Lewandowski is still there. João Cancelo is on the side coming up, you know. Napoli couldn't just sit back and wait for predictable Barca to do predictable things. That's what happens when you move the ball quickly. We moved the ball very quickly this game. A few times where players held onto the ball for too long. There were always runners. We got the ball, we passed it. Especially when you look at Jules Koundé, the amount of times he win the ball and pass it forward. Pau Cabrassi getting the ball, passing it forward. These are things that we have not been doing consistently. And when we do them consistently in one game, you see what happens. What does that mean for the future? I think it means that we have a squad. We can go deeper than we all even really think. If we bring this type of intensity to every game, this type of dynamicism to every game, the individual players continue to step up the way they are, we can really go pretty far. The limit is really ourselves. The limit is really how do we show up? What are the tactics that we're employing on any given day? There are a lot of great teams out there, but Napoli is not a pushover team. They still had all the players. I mean, they've had some issues, but they could be dangerous at any given time. It will be interesting to see how we play against a better team that is more organized. I'm not quite sure who I want in this next round, being that Arsenal are my only second team. I don't know if I would want to play them right now, but I feel confident. if we were to play Arsenal. I feel confident if we played a lot of teams right now, if we play this way, which would have brought us into the first round. Therefore, we wouldn't have been kind of in this weird situation in the second leg. But if we continue to play this way, it would take a really, really good team playing really well to knock us out. Hopefully, we continue to play this way. Last thing I'm going to touch on are the standout players of this game. First and foremost, I'm going to call out Fermin Lopez. This kid was sparkling today. He was everywhere. He was quick, dangerous. His goal was the direct result of him being everywhere, being dangerous, but also being very smart and picking when he made his run, where and how. To hold off on that run, knowing the ball was going to come into that position, just waiting for Lewandowski to step over, beautiful. Very smart play. I like him. He is a really good player. He's shown us that he can be a difference maker in situations, and it's just about giving him that time and that confidence to be that player. Next, I'm going to call out Pau Cubarsí. This young man, good God. I've liked him since he really started pushing with us, and obviously to get the start is a big thing in a game like this, but it just shows the maturity of this young man, the composure. I was talking to a friend the other day, and he was saying, the only thing he doesn't have is the athleticism. But, I mean, you see him chase down Victor Osimhen on that play that they had where Osimhen had gotten the ball over the top. This kid has just about everything. He continues to stay healthy. He continues to stay strong. He might just end up being one of the best. You look at him with Ronald Araujo, and they're forming a partnership that looks good. But it's not just his defensive play. That ball that he put over the top of Fermin Lopez that almost had the first goal. I mean, if that's Lewandowski, we probably are saying what an assist right now, right? The DNA of Barcelona is strong in this kid. Not only is he a great defender, but he can play a good ball. The more he develops this, the more he's just going to get better and better. And I'm just very excited. I'm going to give some honorable mentions to Araujo, who I thought was excellent in this game, even chasing down Victor Osimhen on that offsides play. But he was everywhere today as well. He was immense. Another honorable mention to Jules Koundé. I know we've all said this season has not been his best. It's really sad that he excels so well as a right back because he doesn't like it as much, but what a way to step up. What a player that we've needed in that position. And today was, again, immense. He would get the ball, he would play the ball. Very few mistakes. I'm not sure if I recall any major mistakes from him, but he was there grabbing, taking, passing, distributing, moving. Just the type of game we needed from him today. Cancelo also gets an honorable mention. Great goal that he scored, way to be there. Great ball he played to Rafinha for the first goal. Cannot fault him at anything today. So he gets that honorable mention. Who else? Lewandowski scored the goal. I mean, I said what I had to say about Sergio Roberto. Amazing run, amazing ball played in, and an amazing assist to be there to push that forward. Phenomenal from him. Ilkay Gundogan also gets an honorable mention for playing that ball over. But for me, the player of the match is Lamine Yamal. What a kid. This kid, man, I don't know. I don't know what else to say. It's crazy to think how dependent we are on a 16-year-old as it stands. He definitely had some opportunities that if he had put away would have made him a more sterling performance. But you cannot overestimate his importance to this team, to this club, to this game. He was so dangerous, especially in the first 15 minutes. The balls that he got, that he just took and got past his defender and just like went forward. He was clearly tired towards the end, but of course you're going to be when you're carrying the team for multiple games. The goal he scored against Mallorca, obviously the only goal of the game, you can't overstate how important that is to our season. But this kid coming in and day out and putting forth these performances, teams still haven't figured it out. He's dancing around players. He doesn't even seem as quick. And then all of a sudden he gets the ball and he's gone. Just phenomenal player. And the kind of game that Xavi plays, the kind of tactics that he employs, this is the type of player he needs. This is why Dembele excelled with Xavi. You need a player that is constantly attacking in ways that others aren't. It's not just the attack, though, for Yamal. It is the intellect that he has, the way that he cuts back, but the balls that he plays. I think my qualms with him in the first game was there were a couple of balls I felt like he should have played, that I felt like he was trying to get that goal, to be that young player to score. And this game, he calmed himself down, played the balls, was dangerous, held up play when he wanted to. Again, created this point of attack where defenders are afraid. They know that he's going to be dangerous, so they come to him, opens up space for others. And if he lets that ball go to another player, now you see the danger, which is what he did for that goal that Pacelo put in. Just, I don't know, man. Again, it's so great to see a player like this push it forward. Now, if you notice, the players that I talked about most are all of our young players. There was a comment from Gerard Piqué, I think it was this week, earlier in the week, or I guess it was last week now, where he said, look, Laporte needs to stop lying to the fans. If we don't have the money to get players in next year, don't talk about players. Focus on La Masia. We have these young players that are doing well, and just say we're going to be rebuilding. Regardless of what you believe with Piqué, regardless of what you think about him, this is a statement that makes so much sense. If we can focus on the players that we have, if we can retain these young players and focus on building from them. We have other young defenders that are in La Masia. We have other young midfielders, other young forwards. Mark Gui doesn't even get a chance to play at this club right now, and he's no slouch. We have Victor Roque. I don't think we need to focus on getting big-name players. I've seen Joshua Kimmich being linked. I've seen other players being linked. This team, I don't think we need to focus on that. We have all the tools we need. What we need is a manager with an actual point of view and a good management system of managing younger players. We need great physios. We need to really focus on our physios. But if we could get a good manager in here with a point of view, we get Gavi back, we get Pedri back, we get good physios that can work on these youngsters. We focus on the youth for the next couple of years instead of trying to focus on buying better players or this and you're reinforcing places. I think we can have a team that in 2 to 3 years' time is top of Europe again, right? We're facing a Real Madrid that could be good for the next 10 years with the players that they've invested in. If Kylian Mbappe comes, if Alphonso Davies comes, if they get Ashraf Hakimi, that would be crazy. I mean, this is a Galacticos without being called Galacticos, with Jude Bellingham, with Tchouaméni, Camavinga, Valverde, all these players that they already have. So what we need to do now is stop throwing money at big-name players on these big contracts, money that we don't have, to sell off levers that we just cannot afford to sell off anymore. We need to focus on these young kids, and we have them. Lamine Yamal, Pau Cubarsí, we have Hector Font, we have Mark Gui, we have Vitor Roque, we have Faye, we have all these other players that are just sitting there waiting for their opportunities. If we can focus on that, we might just get through this next couple of years better than we came in. But overall, man, what a day to be a Barca fan. What a great game to watch. What a great, just gives you hope, right? Gives you hope, and hopefully we continue to play this way. Hopefully Xavi's taking some lessons from this game. Play fast, play dynamically, keep going forward. Forza Barca, have a great rest of the week, Barca of fans. Can't wait to see us continue this form moving forward.
Sports Social Podcast Network.